On July 16th, I was in Chattanooga that morning. That's when I first became aware that something was going on.
A brazen attack on the U.S. military.
Gunman bent on mass murder.
The facade is riddled with bullet holes.
An act of domestic terrorism.
Randall Smith died early Saturday morning, bringing the death toll up to 5.
It is a heartbreaking circumstance for these individuals who have served our country with great valor to be killed in this fashion.
The news out of Chattanooga sounded too familiar. Yet another mass shooting on U.S. soil. For those in the area, the tragedy was profound. And for one member of the community, it became a call to action.
I've had a home in Chattanooga for quite some time, and so I knew that I wanted to be involved because of my connections to Chattanooga and Tennessee, and then, you know, my appreciation for the military.
Days after the shooting, Manning started the Chattanooga Heroes Fund. And while the fund was created to provide long-term financial support for the victims' families, Manning had another priority: recognizing and honoring these men who served their country. To Manning, they were not just victims, they were heroes, and he wanted their stories told.
These guys were special people. They were husbands, they were fathers, they were sons, and had unique backgrounds and stories.
I just like his face. I mean, it's really cute.
So this is a paper Randall wrote for school on how the Navy changed my life. Signing up for the Navy is still the best decision that I have ever made. Being in the Navy has helped me become the husband and father that my kids love and are proud of. I like this one where he's proud of himself.
He had the personality and we had everything in common.
He was just a little country boy that milked cows growing up. Those were two peas in a pod. Wyatt just thought he was amazing. This guy that lets me work on trucks and I get to hold his tools, and Wyatt loved that. Yeah, he was a great dad.
He was a 21-year-old kid. He was a mama's boy. He was trying to become active duty, and he was going to do whatever he needed to do to make that happen. He was full of life. Everything you did, you could see it in his face. He lived full.
He went to Iraq when I was pregnant with my son, and then to Afghanistan after that. In Chattanooga, I got to get closer to the kids and be, and dad too, you know. He cooked dinner for him and he would do homework with them and tuck him in at night.
High five. Yeah.
He just was very vital in everyday life.
Tommy had a lot of pride and he always wanted to do something probably extraordinary. And I think he just carried that into the Marine Corps.
You know, anything you asked to him, within his power or even not within his power, he would do.
He had 18 years in, and I guess this was his last job before retiring.
It was just any other day, any other time. He got up, gave me a kiss, told me he loved me. He left.
10:45 Thursday morning. Dozens of shots echo throughout the city.
This is the military recruiting station where it all began.
And he was just unloading a large gun on the naval recruiting office.
Police were called and were in pursuit as the suspect drove 7 miles away to this Navy and Marine Reserve Center.
He texted me and he said, active shooter. I said, where? He said, here inside. And that was the last I heard.
It appeared as though he smashed through an unmanned gate and drove 100 feet inside.
When they realized there was an active shooter, it was Tommy and Wyatt ran back in. I don't know that a lot of people would make that decision when the time comes to turn around and run back towards the danger.
All they could tell me was that Sullivan was shot right before David. David went and grabbed him. And so and then David was shot. But they held each other, you know? That's how I like to see it, that they were there for each other.
The last Marine that I got to talk to hugged my neck, and he told me Skip saved his life that day. You know, you kind of expect that when they go to war in Afghanistan and Iraq, you know the danger is there. You know that there's a chance. No, not here.
With the baby on the way, it was terrifying. The first thing I thought of was, how am I going to do this by myself?
Makes you angry. And so, you know, you try to funnel that into trying to help. Been able to have a couple conversations with them over the phone to check on them, you know, see how they're doing, and to let them know that, we started this fund. Hopefully they can take some comfort knowing that a lot of people are thinking about them and praying for them and care about them.
This touched people, not even just Chattanooga, it touched everywhere.
I don't think I've witnessed anything like it. I mean, it really will restore your faith in the American people, certainly in Chattanooga.
That's why they said the Chattanooga strong, because this made them stronger and not beat. It made them proud.
In late July, Manning left Tennessee to join the Broncos. But Chattanooga was never far from his thoughts. And so as he started his 18th NFL season, it was with a quietly added touch of motivation. For the first five games, before taking the field, he'd inscribed the initials of one of the fallen on the inside of his shoes. Each game dedicated to one of the servicemen who lost their lives that July morning. And each week, he and the Broncos found a way to win. None of his teammates knew of their quarterback's private tribute. Or that the Broncos' perfect 5-0 start was, in part, dedicated to the Chattanooga Five.
It's important that we always appreciate the sacrifice that these guys have made for our country, and that we always are thinking about them and their families.
We don't want to remember who did it. We want to remember the ones that were good, the lives that were taken.
Tommy was a hero. He definitely saved lives that day, and he would never be forgotten.
He was the best man I could ever ask for, the best dad, best husband.
All the men, their legacy will continue with their children, with their memories.
He's not just my hero anymore, he's America's hero. They all are.